Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to All the World's a Stage, the only show that takes the mad mechanicals throughout the Elizabethan world to interact with Shakespeare's most beloved characters.
Like his bill collectors.
This week, the group has run into a bit of a snag.
Oh no, we've killed her!
A snag, dear, not a snug.
Oh, like Bambi.
No, that's a doe, not a stag.
A doe? A deer? A female deer?
For, you see, Thomas has come down with a touch of the flu, and the group may not be able to put on a show. We bring you now to the cart where Thomas is resting.
We can hear you, Thomas.
And you already told us you were sick, so there's no need to ham it up.
Ham? No, those weren't picky sounds, Nick. Pickies go like this. Sounds more like a yakko misses his mommy. They go. See?
Robin, be quiet. I'm afraid I won't be able to go throughout the Elizabethan world to interact with Shakespeare's most beloved characters with you three this week. For you see, I'm dying.
Oh, please.
Now, how can you talk like that, Snug? He might not have that much time left.
We're Elizabethan characters performing old-timey radio shows so that people can listen to them on their MP3 players. What do we know from time?
Stop that, Snug. Nick, wheel me over to the doctor's, could you? He might be able to help me.
No, I hope so. I can't bear any more of that groaning.
Bears go roar, roar, roar. Yep, that's most definitely a yak who misses his mommy.
Yeah, I'm yakking.
Hey, no help from the announcer, please.
And the birdie goes tweet, tweet.
Robin.
And the horsey goes...
Robin.
And the pterodactyl goes...
Robin! We're here. I don't need any more animal noises.
And a big meanie goes, Robin, we're here. I don't need any more animal noises.
Very educational, Robin. Snug, what you doing?
I'm getting myself all afternoonified. You don't think I'm going into a building full of doctors looking like I just rode in a cart 10 miles with a melodramatic sick man, would you?
Would you all please keep it down? Don't draw too many eyes, Snug. I'm the one who needs a doctor. I'm the one dying of a rare disease. Of everyone here, I am the one who needs medical attention. Do you hear me? I am the one who needs attention!
Clearly.
Let me see if I can find you a doctor. Oh, nurse?
Yes?
Hello, nurse. Can you find us a doctor?
And one for me, too. Thank you very much.
Tis well. I'll have the receptionist find one for you. Oh, Anne, page a doctor to reception, would you?
Anne Page.
Who was that?
Never mind. Just get me some help, would you?
Here comes the doctor now.
Hello there. I'm Dr. Gaius.
You are?
You're expecting Doctor Who, maybe?
Only if Nick wrote this week's script.
Exactly.
Hey, please, have a look at Thomas here. He's a very sick man.
You read his diary, too?
Robin, be quiet. We all know you can't read.
And boy, am I glad. After seeing those pictures you drew in your diary...
Hey, let us bring the homesick yak back to the examination room.
We'll break here as Thomas gets into his funny paper gown to mention a word from our sponsor. It must only be a word, for we have no sponsors. If you would like to know how to become the focus of our commercial, go to themadmechanicals.com to learn how. Tonight, we will give our salute to Bob Hope. Hope is a name that has spanned generations, not just from movies and television, but thanks to his unending dedication to entertaining American and allied troops all over the world. And boy, did he entertain! Some of his jokes becoming the funniest thing ever said, or ad-libbed, for years and years. So, I want to tell you that here's a mad mechanical salute to Bob Hope.
So, Master Greenhat, where are you having the trouble?
Snout.
Breathing, or are you looking for the plastic surgery?
No, my name is Master Snout, not Master Greenhat.
Am I the hat?
Forget about the hat. The problem is the heart.
You and I, too. I was so in love once, but then an awful thing happened.
What's that?
We got married.
No, not that heart. Well, that heart, but you know, the muscle. The muscle!
Perhaps I should get the specialist. Anne, page me a...
Anne Page.
Who is that guy?
Oops, she must be out to lunch. Ah, you, dear.
Me?
Yes, go fetch us a cardiologist, would you?
All right.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's going to end with no possible misunderstandings.
Let me have a listen to your ticker here.
Nick, stop that.
Sorry, just trying to keep my claves in tune.
It sounds fine.
Thank you.
Not you, me.
I don't know how you sound. Nick is the musical one in the group.
My heart. I'm talking about my heart.
And no one is talking about mine. Oh, Dr. Caius, are there any young doctors in this practice that could use a little, practice?
Well, there is somebody.
Doctor, we don't have time for this.
Shut up, Thomas, or my own heart will beat. You upside the head!
As I was saying, there is a doctor who could use some practice. You see, he is a general surgeon.
I don't get it. What is the problem?
Generals don't go to the front lines, so there's no need to operate.
Yeah. Well, maybe he should start a private practice.
Ah.
You are very good with the doctor humor.
Thank you. I watched him ever since the fourth one.
Would you... Somebody...
I'm back!
Oh, God. Now, who is this guy?
Look, buddy, just lay down your bet, follow the red lady, and if you spot her, you win.
Robert, who is this guy?
He's a cardiologist. I met him outside. I won 10 pounds.
And how'd you manage that?
She bet on my sleeve.
Would you take him out of here?
Fine. Mr. Green Hat.
Now, the problem may not be in your heart, but since I got the stethoscope out, let me check on your breathing, all right?
All right.
I want to see you inhale.
I'm not too much of a fan of yours either, Doctor.
I'm back!
Oh, no.
Look, buddy, you get your hand caught in a tilt-a-whirl, get jabbed with a dart at the balloon game, or worse yet, eat any of the food?
This is a carniologist. Stop bringing these people back here.
Hey, with the new healthcare laws, everyone is allowed in.
Yes, but not all at the same time. Just go out there and page a cardiologist.
And page.
I said and page and shut up.
All right, buddy. You've been here this whole time and you can only say and page. What's the problem?
She's the most beautiful woman in Windsor.
Well, she was yesterday, Tiger.
No, you don't understand. We want to get married, but there's two other men trying to get the same thing.
One other man, sonny boy. I'm not trying for her anymore after my first tragedy.
Tragedy?
My play didn't end at the wedding scene.
Poor man. What are you here for, then? Do you have a broken heart? I can go get the cardiologist.
No, hand. Master Fenton and I got into a duel.
You lost?
I actually won. He's here at the hospital, too.
Yes, I was to doctor to him after I was done with Mr. Greenhead here.
No, you are a doctor.
Doctor can be a verb, too, Robin. I tell you what, I can fix everyone's problem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Doctor, you stay all night and help me get Anne to nurse to Master Slender's hand.
Wait! Nurse is a verb, too?
Yes. And what we'll do is ignore this other guy for a while, wait until he gets delirious with pain, dress up like fairies, make him think he's being assaulted by dangerous magics, and tell him to stop chasing after Mistress Page, and we'll all be happy, okay?
Well, that was a flat line.
I cannot leave a man in pain, Mr. Hat. You see, I have sworn the oath of the Hippocratic.
Oh, I'm Ravenclaw.
Gryffindor.
Kitten!
Oh, such a Hufflepuff.
Shut up.
I will tend to each person in due time. I must doctor to every man until he is well. And to make you well, just take two of these and stop by again tomorrow morning. You won't feel any more pain.
Oh, good. They'll kill me.
No. You'll be fine. Now, I must see to the other gentlemen and doctor them all to good health. But if you still want to do your silly fairy dance idea to get Mr. Slender's girl, you go right on ahead.
Wait!
What?
If one doctor doctors another doctor, does the doctor who doctors the doctor doctor the doctor the way the doctor he's doctoring doctors, or does he doctor the doctor the way the doctor who doctors doctors?
Give me some of those pills, my boy.
Here you go, Doc.
Me too, please.
Don't hog them all, Doctor Man.
Oh, and a huggy says, wait.
And so we leave our mechanicals as they enter the bliss of quiet that only happens once Robin stops talking.
But I haven't stopped.
You will if you want the show to end.
Thank you for listening to All the World's a Stage. To learn more about our shows, view our archive of shows.
Show. Singular.
Visit themadmechanicals.com. Also, read about our Patreon campaign, where you can learn how to get yourself inserted into the next show.
Sounds painful. I should go get a doctor to doctor that.
Each episode, the Mechanicals want to continue in the tradition of Phil Harris and Alice Faye and highlight a charity that is doing some good in our world. This week, we would like to let you know about an organization called HOPE, Help for Oncology Problems and Emotional Support. This group is local to York County, Pennsylvania, and has been doing good work since 1994. There are moments when words just aren't necessary and a caring hand is all the heart desires. This can be a team of support to fetch the week's groceries, or cook meals, a willing individual to coordinate doctor's appointments, or arrange for transportation, or maybe just a handwritten note to say hello. The unexpected journey of cancer often brings exhausting emotional challenges and financial burdens. Hope helps ease this journey. We invite you to visit their website, www.hopeforcancerfamilies.org, to learn more about the services, resources, and emotional support that HOPE provides to those in our community who are affected by cancer. That's www.hopeforcancerfamilies.org. Thank you.
Thanks, Snug. Join us next time as we take a peek behind the scenes and see what the Mechanicals are like as they prepare for their shows. If you enjoyed this and would like to know more about how you can help keep these episodes posting, visit themadmechanicals.com to check out information on our Patreon campaign, where you could select the subject of our closing bit. The music used in today's show was Fun in a Bottle by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under Creative Commons. See more at incompetech.com. Some sound effects used from freesound.org, also licensed under Creative Commons. Dr. Caius was played by Andrew Dell. Nurse and cardiologist were played by Brianna Kuby. Thank you for listening. I'm Rick Tennant, your announcer, sighing man, and cardiologist. Good riddance and send me packing.